Exclusive: Morris, New York blocks press access to empty migrant and overflowing homeless shelters. By Emma Jo Morris on October 27, 2022. New York City is covering its illegal immigration crisis in a shroud of secrecy, moving thousands of people through the boroughs and spending unknown sums of public money while refusing to allow any visibility of government practice whatsoever. There are reportedly over 18,000 illegal immigrants in New York staying at shelters and hotels, which has prompted Mayor Eric Adams, D., to call the influx a crisis and summon the National Guard, granted by the state government. Breitbart News has exhausted all traditional or official means of reporting on the illegal immigration surge in New York, barring spending a day shadowing an illegal immigrant bus to the city from Texas, only to be met at every attempt with obstruction and concealment from the city. Breitbart went to the Adams Tent City on Randall's Island last week, where entry was prohibited without an explanation. All contractors on site, and even the National Guard, abided by instructions to not share any information with reporters, even including which branch of the military is posted in New York City. Breitbart returned to the encampment, built to house between 500 and 1,000 people, 1 week after the city's new residents were set to move in, but was again denied access to the premises, despite no one appearing to be lodging there. The city has provided some reporters with a control tour of the empty tent camp, where officials bragged they had arranged a fluff and fold laundry service, access to Xbox, and culturally appropriate South American fare, but have refused to disclose exactly how much the accommodations are costing taxpayers. Emergency Management Commissioner Zach Iskel has said the empty site has cost taxpayers roughly $650,000 so far, but added the city is still analyzing costs. And attempting to contact the city, via phone or email, is also futile. Breitbart reached out to the Public Information Office at the phone number provided by the National Guard, but there was no answer, and no option to leave a voicemail. Breitbart reached out to City Hall via email to request information about how much is being spent on the tent city, as well as a firm date that people will be moved in to stay there, and what the city's plan is for when temperatures drop to freezing in the next month, but that request for information was ignored. Given the tent city was empty, Breitbart looked to investigate the situation at the alternative accommodations for a possible explanation as to why the new beds aren't being filled. So Breitbart went to the men's homeless shelter in Kips Bay, housing many of the city's newcomers, amid reports that it is allegedly overrun and at a breaking point, but press access was denied there, too. The amount of people living in city shelters reportedly hit a new record of 62,174 this month. According to the New York Post, 14,100 of whom are illegal immigrants. The mayor has called the situation unsustainable, as at least 1,000 migrants arrive at Port Authority bus station per week. Pressed on why journalists could not see the public facility, security at the door said it was for the safety of those lodging there, at taxpayer expense, explaining that if anyone's identity were to be revealed, it could lead to violence, because there are people staying there to escape threats. When Breitbart offered to leave any recording or photography devices at the door, including cell phones, and pass through a metal detector, security still refused entry. When Breitbart asked to speak to anyone in charge of running the facility, that request was also rebuffed. When Breitbart asked to interview the security guard, taking notes with a pen and paper, denied. Breitbart then asked if access would be granted at the men's facility if it was not for the purpose of reporting, despite the author of this story being a woman, and security responded that would be allowed. The guard instructed Breitbart to call the Department of Homeless Services to inquire about conditions at the shelter, but there was no answer at that line. Some reporters for local papers have been able to squeeze unofficial sources for information, which has informed much of what the public knows about the crisis situation. However, the city and state, which has the seventh highest tax rate in the country, according to an analysis of the 2021 tax year by TurboTax, has officially conducted its business in virtual secrecy. Emma Jo Morris is the politics editor at Breitbart News. Email her at jmorris@breitbart.com or follow her on Twitter.